Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter, Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today. Or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. And you know what, Rick? Before we dive into the Washington football team, just because I don't know what the heck's going on and I feel like you are plugged into this sort of thing, what is Maryland doing with gambling? Why are they behind Virginia and D.C.?
Sports gambling.
Sports gambling legalized. What the hell's going on?
You assume that people know what they're doing in power. And welcome to Maryland, you know. I mean, they're always screwing this up. I mean, when Virginia's starting to get past you, that's really weird. But, you know, they're just fighting over the money and the spools and all that kind of thing. But it's coming, you know. You can lose your money soon enough. Don't worry.
When do you anticipate? When do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. They were talking about Labor Day, but I don't see that happening. So it's probably sometime in the season, maybe middle of the season. Yeah, they are taking a long time. I would have jumped on this and wrote it right away.
I mean, because
he's been doing it.
Yeah, I mean, Maryland was ahead of Virginia, D.C. when it came to casinos.
Oh, they're definitely
way ahead. And then they fall behind here. It makes no sense.
Well, for me, they always talk about, look at all the money we're going to make. And then we never see any of it. So, you know, look at the casinos put out huge amounts of tax money. Where is it? Do we have a cleaner bay, smarter kids, better roads? No. So I don't really care about it. You know, but they somehow pocketed all themselves down in Annapolis. So you just expect that people know what they're doing, and nah. They're still fighting over who gets what.
So, Rick, you wrote a column at thefandc.com that I think everybody would agree with, and that was, don't let Daniel Snyder back as the owner. Let Tanya Snyder run the show, right?
Yeah, at first when they announced this, I thought, okay, whatever. But then I was watching, she was at practice last week, and, you know, she engaged with the crowd, and, like, she threw footballs into the crowd. Dean Snyder would have never done that, never, ever. You know,
well, because she talks he would to the have crowd. Terrible form.
Yeah.
I understand why.
I guarantee you, she throws it better.
Yeah, he would have such a wounded duck wobbler; it would be embarrassing. So I can understand.
He'd throw a Peyton Manning wobbler.
Why he wouldn't do that?
Well, you give Brian Fitzpatrick give you some lessons on the side or something, but
right.
You know. But the thing is, people don't like Dan Snyder. They haven't liked him in a long time. He's a negative factor in this team's imaging, and when they started bringing her around to talk to the crowd and all these things, I thought, wow, people really responded warmly to her. I mean, she seems like a nice person. I've talked to her occasionally over 20 years, but, you know, she could be the face and just keep Dan in the back because people like her and they hate him. So why not? It seems like a simple thing to do.
Do you think behind closed doors that Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, is thinking the exact same thing? He's like, you know what? It's better optics for Tanya Snyder to be out in front of this organization, as you mentioned in the piece, that it's fresh, it's new, instead of the old, you know, vile Dan Snyder image.
Yeah, and I mean, the NFL is trying to court women more. I found it really interesting that 47% of NFL fans are women. I didn't realize it was that high. And when it comes to buying merchandise, one of the execs told me that it's gone up in the pandemic time to 80% of NFL merchandise is bought by women. Okay, so they're pivoting to this and going, hey, here's somebody that can be a face of that kind of thing. There's a few women around the league that have very high prominent roles. And in the league office, they're up to 35% of the senior workers are women. So it's a quiet movement that's really coming along. And she could be the next one. She's well-spoken. I've been told by sources out at the park that she's been very involved for more than a year, basically since Bruce left. You know, she kind of slid into a role with Dan, you know, with interviewing people and making decisions. So she isn't just coming out of nowhere on this. You know, she's a smart woman. She started that, you know, pink campaign, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago with the NFL in October. That was her. So she has some chops to do this job. But I just think the fans, you know, get a new name, you get it, almost get like a new owner if Dan stays in the background like he usually does because he's not comfortable with publicly speaking. That's a really weird thing for me to think that a CEO and a billionaire is afraid to talk to people, you know, openly because he can't control the narrative. And she's not afraid to do this. You know, she's a very warm and welcoming kind of person. So I think it's a real positive. Even if Dan finishes his purgatory, so to speak, and comes back, she should still be the one out front.
So from what you're seeing and hearing out of camp, what kind of intrigues you so far? I know it's only been since the 27th or 28th, so it's only been 5 or 6 days. But is anything kind of standing out for you?
You know, the offensive line still makes me interested in how they're going to line them up. You know, I think they know, but, you know, this COVID thing put things behind. And I thought it was really intriguing that so many guys finally got their shots. I think because they had 7 positives and maybe they realized, you know what, can't hide from this thing like last year. You know, it's much harder now. Maybe I woke them all up to, we got to do it. And plus you could lose games and all that. So I was surprised so many came forward at once, but I'm glad to see that. And I see the offensive line, you know, as part of that because they had several guys and test. And so it's, you know, I think they're going to end up, to me, I think Flowers is the left guard over Schweitzer. I wouldn't be surprised there. But Cosme might be the right tackle. I don't know. You know, he's getting a real fire baptism. Mm-hmm. You know, Montez Sweat is just going insane at practice. He is, you know, I wrote another piece on my social media show about, could this be the year that Washington gets 2 20-sack players? Mm-hmm. That's only happened once since 1960. The Jets did it in 60.
Did either of them have 10 last year? You got them jumping to 20?
Yeah. That's asking a lot.
Chase had 7.5. What did Montez wind up with?
I think it was 10 okay. and a half.
Yeah.
You know, but the great thing about this, you have a great defense in the secondary that's going to make them hold the ball more, you know, offensively. So you get a little more time. You have a 17th game. You never know. You get a 3-sack game at the end like that. You have a good interior they can't cheat against you. You can't double-team both sides all the time. Sweat just right. Seems like he wants to go for the 20. Chase is going to have a harder time because they double him more. But it's only happened once, and I'm not saying it will. I mean, you get your bet book out.
That is aggressive, Rick. I love you, Rick. But
I like it.
Sweat had 9 last year, by the way. Chase, yeah, I mean, they combined for 16.5 last year.
Hey, Rick, as a guy who always overbets numbers on the Washington football team, I'm with you on this. I like the aggressive stance.
Well, you know, August is a time you fall in love with potential.
Right.
And in September, you find out what happens.
Yeah,
but August, you look at, hey, they could be this, they could be this, and then none of it happens. But it's only happened once in NFL history since 60. And I think these are the two. This is Manley and Mann in the making. Could they do it? Maybe. You know, it's worth looking at.
I've heard the same thing about Sweat. I've heard from a couple different people. He's just having a great camp so far.
They're basically saying, don't hurt the quarterback. Don't hurt the other team. You know, it's like, wow, this guy he made a big jump last year, I thought. And now he's making another big jump. I mean, this guy has quietly become a really good player because everyone's looking at Chase Young, but really, look on the other side. You know, he's become a dominant force.
And the William Jackson-McLaurin battles in camp, just making both of those players better. I mean, Jackson's a stud anyway. Yeah. I mean, he can run. McLaurin, we were talking about possible target numbers for him, and Cakes thinks he could get to 165 in terms of targets. If you look at what Fitz has done with his number ones, that's not out of the question. He targeted Brandon Marshall, $172 back in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's that battle's interesting too, you know?
You know, I watched the first play of practice on the first day that they were at it. It was William Fuller was against McLaurin. And they actually shook hands before the snap. And 2 seconds later, that ball is right there, and they're both on the ground. That's what this defense is doing, man. They are showing no mercy. It's competitive every day out there, you know, to the point that you have to dial it back a little bit on this. But, you know, this offense will be better having practice against this defense. And McLaurin, you know, I don't know how many he's going to get because you'd like to think this is going to be a more diverse offense. At least, as I say, in August, you see the potential of a lot of different guys. Now, you know, a couple of injuries and all, they're back to just throwing to Terry all the time. But, you know, Terry, you know, could have another big year. He's a legit guy. And what I like most about McLaurin is his speed after the catch. Man, he's just gone all of a sudden. He's not downfield speed so much as across the field speed, which is even more impressive.
Rick, what's your level of concern at this point with Curtis Samuel? That groin injury was there in minicamp. It's still here in training camp, and he's on the COVID list at this point. Are you worried about how he starts off the season?
Oh, yeah, because I said that day one. They go, oh, it's no big deal. And I said, yeah, how many times have we heard this, you know, about a player? Oh, it's not a big deal. And then they've missed off camp, you know, and then now he's got a COVID thing. I don't know how bad that is, but – but, yeah, I mean, he's not been able to do it. Now he's a proven NFL vet. But you got to get those reps in and all. So he needs to see the field, hopefully, in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm. You've been out of camp, you know, probably the most popular players on the team from the fans. You know, Chase Young has got to be the lead guy. But Taylor Heineke's up there. We've heard that it's been a mixed bag at best for Heineke. What do you make of his start?
I've kind of seen the same. I've seen him make some plays. I like he throws a good frozen rope kind of ball. He says he doesn't have arm strength, and he's not a guy that throws at 60 yards. But when he throws these shorts, man, it's a frozen rope. And he's very decisive in what he does. He's been smart. But, you know, he makes mistakes too. He stares at things, I think, maybe a little too much on there. But I could say Fitzpatrick, I watched a lot of balls get tipped on him. You know, so nobody, you know, this defense is tough. You know, you're not playing against a soft group. So I think Heineke's, you know, is there two. I don't see him going for one until something happens. But I think he's definitely better than you would expect him to be.
Does it look a lot better, the offense, than it did last year with Haskins and then obviously, you know, it was a cavalcade of quarterbacks, whether it was Allen or eventually Heineke?
Yeah, because, I mean, last year, especially this time, you didn't know what Haskins could do, and we found out he couldn't do anything. You know, and the offense didn't have that, you know, focus. And it was also their very first chance at looking at Scott Turner's offense. I think Scott found how to work this team better in the second half of the season, like Del Rio did on defense. They both made good second half changes to how they were doing things that made a big difference. I think this offense has more targets than last year, legit targets. And now you know what Gibson can do, which he didn't do last year. So I think they're more comfortable with this offense all around. And I think you have more hope that this veteran quarterback can make things happen where Haskins was just lost in the forest.
Yeah, the Gibson thing will be interesting because he was on pace for 12, 13, maybe even 14 touchdowns before he got that toe injury. I mean, he had a really good year, and no one. It was kind of out of nowhere. He was kind of a sleeper, but now there are expectations for him, and the question is, how much more targets does he get in terms of carries and passing targets? Because I mean, he's a weapon. They do have McKissick behind him, but I think you got to give Gibson the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, and you need a little more of a running game than they had last year. And he says his toe is fine. He's been doing the cuts on it, and he says it hasn't hurt. So that's a good sign. It's been a long time, so it should be healthy. But, you know, McKissick is the guy whose stats, I think, will go down in all of this. Because last year they kind of just were dumping passes,
yep.
You know, to backs. And they're not going to do that this year, hopefully. They have more legit. So I think his numbers, if you're a fantasy player, you kind of don't go with him. But Gibson will have more rushing yardage. I'm not sure how many more catches he'll have.
What are you hearing on Gandy Golden? Has he looked decent?
Yeah, I haven't really noticed them. Yeah. There's a guy you wonder what's going to happen because this team is stacked. I mean, they've got five receivers that you're going, these are the five. Who's the sixth? And even a guy like DeAndre Carter can do special teams. You know, several of them can. Steven Sims. So I don't know. Gandy Golden, you know, a guy a year ago everyone's raving about, and this year no one's talking about. So I don't know what's going to happen there. That could be a practice squad guy, maybe.
All right, Rick. We'll talk to you soon. Rick Snyder. Check out his columns at thefandc.com.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rick.
See you, Ricky.
Coming up next, why you may not want to get hammered on your next flight. But I need to tell you about PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 8:45, QB quarter of, we'll fill you in on a quarterback who is surprising people in camp, turning heads. That's at 8:45.
Is that a surprise?
It is a surprise. Oh. At 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, the GM of your Washington Nationals. We can talk about all their new prospects they brought in. But I teased before the break that you probably don't want to get hammered on flights. I mean, we've known this firsthand. We've had buddies who had to have been wheeled off of flights.
Yeah, guys,
because they got a little too excited on trips to Vegas.
Guys just can't handle even the trip to Vegas, let alone Vegas. Yeah.
And I don't know for
that was a great story, by the way,
that this passenger was hammered, but a Frontier's
chances are pretty good.
Airline flight had a unruly passenger, and apparently he had touched two flight attendants' breasts.
Right.
And there was some screaming, there was punching, and ultimately he had to be sidelined by duct tape. I mean, they taped him to a passenger seat with duct tape.
He was screaming at the top of his lungs, something along the lines of, Valdez, I believe, has the audio. We can go straight to it.
You guys suck. My parents are worth more than 2 million damn dollars. And you know what? You suck.
Hey!
I love it. So he clearly was completely hammered.
Who cares how much your parents are worth? Well, like, he's screaming his parents are worth more than $2
billion. Nobody said that his grandfather's an attorney. Right. So I guess maybe he's threatening a lawsuit in his drunken stupor.
I mean, if you're on a flight and the flight has already taken off, you're in the air, and you're acting that way, you're assaulting the flight crew, you're inappropriately touching the flight attendants, okay, you're a menace. The flight crew and or the passengers should show him no mercy whatsoever. If he gets a beat down within an inch of his life, I'm fine with it. Because he's jeopardizing the safety of everybody on the bird. Everybody.
I wonder what percentage of flights have air marshals on them.
I don't. That one clearly didn't.
The flight, I believe, was going from Philly to Miami.
Okay, yeah. So I'm guessing that they didn't have one. There should be a secret hatch for on every plane. And if something acts like that, you just toss them off the plane.
Right.
Literally. Right into the air.
Well, I mean, what would you do if he was in the seat next to you, Bish Bucks?
It would make me very angry. I would probably beat him to death.
Yeah, I mean,
what about once he's duct taped?
I don't know. I mean,
did they duct tape his mouth?
I hope they did.
I think they did duct tape his mouth at one point. Once he's fully duct taped, then you just go in with twit pics and just videos and just publicly humiliate
going viral.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that, version
that
of video,
would make me so bitter, that guy. Oh, my God.
The video's been viewed more than 9.7 million times, retweeted over 40,000 times.
Well, not a good look for Frontier Airlines, either.
But
but you can't really control
but
it.
I read that the flight crew was suspended. Were they suspended?
That's the worst part
about
it.
Because of duct taping him to the seat to keep him restrained?
I think that's a good move.
I would think that's well within their bounds to do that, because, like, what else do they have to restrain the kid?
Well, especially if they're being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't you fear for your safety?
You restrain him with whatever you have available. If it's rope, if it's bungee cords, if it's duct tape, if it's 500 containers of dental floss, you tie him up with whatever you have available. Or you bludgeon him until he's unconscious, and then you let the authorities deal with him once you reach Miami or wherever they were flying. Like, they shouldn't be suspended for that. That's a joke.
Well, this donk, he's 22. He then tweeted, "This will forever be the most dehumanizing experience in my entire life. Many people laughed and ridiculed me."
So no passengers?
As I was mistreated by
staff. This was just all flight attendants that duct taped him? There was no passengers?
I believe it was just the flight crew.
And he said, just to make matters worse, this has gone viral on the internet. It will never disappear. My life will never be the same.
Well, he's an idiot. He's a loser.
Don't act like an a-hole on a full flight.
Oh, he's not sorry. This guy, he's definitely not sorry, because he's going off about he could buy that janky-ass airline if he wants to.
Right. So he has no remorse whatsoever.
Drop your Cash App below. I'll show you how rich I am.
What a punk. Max Berry.
Well, you know, Southwest Airlines, because there's been an increase in violence on flights.
Sure.
Yep.
I don't know how much, but
I think it's a lot.
I think it's been an alarming number.
I think it's a lot.
They suspended alcohol sales.
You know what? It's probably not a terrible idea. You can't turn in your drink tickets any longer on Southwest. Oh, that is discouraging.
Drink tickets.
Well, that's how you. That's how you buy your booze on Southwest.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the mask mandate, because the FAA reports 3,271 cases of unruly behavior by passengers in the first half of 2021.
Right.
So 3,200, 2,400 were passengers refused to comply.
Right.
What a loser.
I mean,
at the very least, he's got to be prosecuted.
Well, I mean,
for assault. Sexual assault.
He should be rung up on multiple counts of assault.
Correct.
You know what? I'm glad they duct taped his dumb ass to that seat. That's exactly what he deserved. You know what? He should have gotten a full-on beatdown, too. He's lucky he didn't get that.
I'm just surprised no passengers jumped in.
I mean, it's...
Because you see a lot of those videos where passengers jump in because the flight attendants just can't handle it.
I mean,
there was a male flight attendant on this flight.
Yeah.
But I don't think if there were three females, they probably couldn't handle this guy.
Might not have been able to. And in a post 9/11 world, you don't know what that guy's going to do.
Yeah.
You can't let him just run amok on the airplane. You got to take him down, which I'm glad the flight crew was able to eventually do.
All right. Can we go to Jake in North Carolina? He wants to talk about the Philly to Miami flights. Jake, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
What's up, good, man?
No, not too much. I just wanted to say, for what it's worth, my girlfriend's a flight attendant. And Philly to Miami, and then either New York, either JFK or LaGuardia to Miami. It's not every flight, but those are the worst two legs. Every time she has to do one of those, it's constant. Not necessarily drunken, but the people apparently are the worst, for what it's worth. So
really?
Not shocking to hear you guys talk about that.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. People stealing mini bottles, you know, when the flight attendants aren't looking.
Oh, I'm sure that happens. By the way, an update. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jake.
There's an update that just came out like 5 minutes ago. Frontier Airlines now says it, quote, supports and will pay the crew of flight attendants it had earlier said were suspended.
Good.
After restraining a passenger charged with groping and punching them.
Listen to this. Frontier Airlines said last week 85% of their 5,000 employees responded in a union survey.
Mm-hmm.
They said they've had at least, you know, one unruly passenger this year.
Right. I don't find that surprising at all.
So 85% of the 5,000 employees. That's unbelievable.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, people are losing their minds.
And also, like, that's also Frontier Airlines. They're bowing to the Twitter mob because, obviously, this went viral. So many people have seen the video. And if you're going to suspend the flight crew, it's that word of mouth is going to spread.
That'll
like
kill you. Yeah.
Wildfire.
No one's going to fly on
your. Nobody's going to book on your airline. So you can't suspend the crew for trying to keep everybody on the plane safe.
But maybe that's their initial default. Like when you hear about police shootings, even when they're justified,
possibly,
the cops get suspended or
right.
I don't even know what the term is. Maybe they don't call it a suspension,
right,
but there's a investigation just at standard. Mm-hmm. So it's probably
could be the CYA
cover your ass deal by the corporation, because this donk, he's going to file a lawsuit.
He's going to lose. He's going to get destroyed.
He's going to get laughed out of the courtroom.
If he files a lawsuit, now I don't know the inner workings of what happened, but he assaulted the flight crew, he was belligerent, and he had to be restrained. I don't see what his defense is going to be.
Well, and the best thing, by the way, is the fact that he's on camera.
Of course.
So, of course, the judge will see
you
that.
You can't have a freak out like that in 2021 and expect it not to be videotaped. Yeah.
Well, apparently he spilled a drink on his shirt, pulled a cake, he retreated to the bathroom.
Hold, stop, pump the brakes. The lead spiller of this group is not here today.
Well, you were talking about doing something worse than spilling before, so that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Well, I was overserved, JP.
You were overserved.
I was overserved. Sometimes that happens.
I mean, you were talking about doing something far worse than spilling a drink on your shirt.
It's true, but again, hello, I was young and stupid.
You were fouling your pants. Well, he's 22.
Okay. Yeah.
You're about the same age.
I was probably about the same age.
Okay.
I didn't do it on an airplane, JP.
You needed new pants. He needed a new shirt. A member of the crew helped him retrieve a clean shirt from his carry-on luggage after wandering about the plane for about 15 minutes. He was speaking with the flight attendant before he allegedly grabbed her breasts.
Charged with 3 counts of battery. That's the minimum.
I mean, I hope they throw the
He should be charged
him.
By the feds. Seriously.
I agree.
He might.
Any
he
charge
be.
That he should get, I
That
hope
should
he
be
gets.
A federal offense in the air.
Oh, fully agree.
Well, Frontier, a little bit of donks. There has to be a better way to subdue a passenger than duct taping him 100 times around a seat.
I don't know what else you can do.
They don't have zip ties. They don't have anything like
that.
Maybe
they're not prepared.
Handcuffs.
That.
Handcuffs.
Guess not.
There actually are a lot of people. I'm reading all the comments that are saying that Frontier went way overboard.
A source familiar with Frontier said the airline's planes do carry duct tape that can be used in extreme situations, which is obviously what happened here.
Look, they felt threatened. I mean, these female flight attendants, they felt threatened. I don't have a problem with it. Not one bit.
I have zero problem with them using the duct tape if that's all they had. How else are you going to restrain them?
What happened to air marshals?
I know. That's what I was wondering.
I just read they're on less than 1% of total flights.
Oh. Wow.
I thought they were on like every flight.
For a while, I think they were. I met an air marshal that's a Junks listener based out of, I believe, Atlanta a few years ago. Gave me a silly air marshal coin. I was butt-sized.
From what I read, I think they only go on suspicious flights now. Like they target the flights that they think there might be.
Okay. they where might the have shenanigans issues. Are going to be taking
well,
place.
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Not just a random drunkard.
Right. But by the way, there are random drunkards like this kid on, I would guess, the majority of flights. Well, just waiting to explode.
Well, it sounds like that Frontier flight
yeah.
from Philly to Miami is basically the drunk bus of
sounds
airplane
like it.
Flights.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what
it's
sounds
notorious
like.
For that. Because sort of
I would Frontier, think more flights to Vegas would be like that. And that's maybe just based on our own personal experience.
Yeah.
Didn't both Squirrel and Pastry have issues on flights to Vegas?
I don't remember if both did.
No, I think Pastry, our buddy Mike, had an issue while he was in Vegas.
Right.
In the hotel. He thought he was having a heart attack.
I think he drank like 100 Red Bulls.
But Squirrel had to be wheeled off the plane?
Yes, yeah. correct.
He had too much before, like in the hotel, the airport bar.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it. A couple of rookies.
See, I've gotten the point. I know how to handle myself in the airport bar. I just order two tall beers, or maybe one tall and one small, and then I get on the bird and I'm good. I am good for the rest of the flight. I don't sleep like JP, who falls asleep literally 5 seconds in every flight. But at least
she's
I'm
jealous.
I'm numb to everything that's happening once I've hit that airport bar.
Well, you used to take a pill too.
I used to sneak in like half a Xanax, but I've scaled that back. And hello, I also never ever fly. I mean, the last flight I took was to West Palm.
Well, clearly, you just drove to Kiowa and Alabama in the last month.
That's a great life decision. Flying's a nightmare.
Of course it is.
My neighbors went to Minneapolis last week. Okay?
Right.
Flight was supposed to be at 5:30. Didn't take off till 9:30.
Oh,
mechanical.
Four-hour delay,
mechanical issue.
Pretty fun.
It's a nightmare.
They couldn't drive home?
No,
they were butt close to the airport.
No, they were going to Minneapolis.
I understand that, but I'm saying if they were leaving from the airport right by your house, I mean, you live like 5 minutes from the airport.
Yeah, but if you turn around and go home, you don't know the plane could be ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes they give you an estimate.
Nobody
no,
would do
that's
Nobody
the dumbest
do.
Thing I've ever heard. They didn't say 12
I'm sorry,
hours.
I'm more advanced than you, and
Nobody.
I would go home, have dinner,
no.
and well, come
they,
back.
Once they make the commitment of going to the airport, and then is told their flight is going to be delayed, then goes home and then goes back to the airport.
Well, if you're 5 minutes away.
That is insanity.
They didn't say it was a 24-hour mechanical error. They said it could be an hour, it could be two. Anyway, that didn't happen.
Well, sometimes they tell you. I mean, this is years and years ago, but one of my flights to Italy, I remember I was a kid, and they got us a hotel. They're like, I can't remember what the issue was, but they said there's an issue, mechanical problem. It's going to take us several hours to fix it. We're going to get you in a hotel room.
Okay. Well, they didn't offer that. So they weren't going to go back home and have barbecue chicken. So anyway, flying's a nightmare.
It is.
I'm sorry. It is.
That's
from start to finish.
That's the major
thing. It's too expensive. The airline or the airport security is a joke. You're going to get, unruly passengers.
Right. Spoiled drunk kids.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's a nightmare. That's why I don't do it anymore. Unless my boy hooks the private up.
Well, PJ.
Or if your kids say, we want to go to the Bahamas.
Right, then you buckle.
Yeah, but that's still up in the air. That's very much up in the air.
Are you going to drive to Nashville?
You know what? It's not a bad thought. It's better than dealing with this idiot. We got to duct tape him to the chair.
I remember we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. But coming up next, a quarterback who is turning some heads in training camp. As we do QB quarter of here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It literally got into your head.
Yeah, I mean, it might have flown away.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in there now, but I'm going to be thinking about it probably for a couple hours.
It's very disconcerting whether it happens in here or if you're like, I don't know, you're running on a trail, you're biking or whatever, and a bug like either goes up your nose
or in your
or
eye.
Down your throat or in the corner of your eye. It's just, it's mega tilting.
And look, I know that the guys that are working across the street from us on those high rise buildings, they have it a lot tougher than us.
Like, oh, boo hoo. You had a little fly up your nostril.
But this is a hazard.
While I'm balancing on a beam 100 feet above Earth.
Yeah, like Simone Biles.
But it's a hazard when you host a talk show.
Yeah.
And you're afraid to open your mouth because a stupid sewer fly is going to go in your mouth.
Hey, it's a workplace hazard. That's just the best way you can describe it.
It's a terrible workplace. That's what it is. No one should be subject to it.
You're probably right.
Is this worse than... Remember when Fairfax was really...
I'd take Fairfax 100 times over this.
I understand the location you take over, but Fairfax was breaking down. The walls were horrible. You used to just... Hawk Lukey's on the carpet.
I do that here.
You disrespected the carpet there.
It was old, but I'd much rather be there.
I understand you'd rather be the location.
It that smelled was actually, like a regular office. It
was
smell
more
like
ramshackle.
Yeah, it was ramshackle. It was an older building. Absolutely.
All right, time for QB quarter of 8:45 here on the Junks.
Lead story. When it's time to replace Ben Roethlisberger, also known as Ben Roxenberg on this show. The Steelers may not have to look far for his replacement. He may already be on the roster.
Mason Rudolph?
Mark Caboli of TheAthletic.com writes that Dwayne Haskins has been, quote, surprisingly good in practice. He adds that Haskins has been the team's best play-action passer and that his accuracy and decision-making have been good. So the early returns, at least, on Dwayne Haskins, who the Steelers, you know, it's just a flyer that they're taking on him. They haven't given him any sort of real money.
Right.
Just taking a chance on, you know, a first-round flameout. The early returns are good.
I'm very surprised by that.
I'm pretty
surprised by it, Dwayne Haskins is the future when Ben decides to hang it up. There's just no
now,
way.
Now, I will not
Could
give
it be
him...
a quality number two? Possibly. Maybe he's getting better, but there's no way he's the future at number one.
I am not going to give him the benefit of the doubt at this point because, frankly, he doesn't deserve it from what he did here while he was in Washington. Now, was he thrust into a bad situation? Of course he was, because he was handpicked by the owner. We know from reports that all of the football people in the building wanted nothing to do with him.
Right.
It was strictly an owner pick. It was an off-the-yacht owner pick by Daniel Snyder. So he's put into a bad situation where nobody really wants him. Nobody's going to coach him up or try to get him ready because it was a luxury pick by the owner.
And there was maturity issues.
Maturity issues abound. So I'm not giving him a pass.
So is he maturing? Probably.
Maybe he's taking some stock and saying, look.
That this is my career.
Look, I really screwed it up in Washington. I didn't dedicate myself. I had the pop-up strip party. I did everything wrong. And now maybe he's looking at it like, I need to get my stuff together if I want to have a future in this league. And I agree with you in that. Do I think he's going to be an every week starter or, you know,
based on what we saw, no way.
A top 20 quarterback in the league? Probably not.
Can he be a quality number two? Yeah, I guess.
And look, you can make a great living in the NFL by being a backup quarterback for a decade or more.
Correct.
So
just ask Mike Glennon.
I wouldn't rule it out, though. You guys are ruling it out. I wouldn't rule it out. Look, I was never a big Haskins fan, but he's young enough where he can figure it out. Maybe Mike Tomlin has gotten to him. Maybe he learns the work ethic because he has the physical tools.
Right.
I don't know. Just I guess it's just recency. And based on what we saw here, I would say there's no way. But maybe he gets better. I don't see him as the future.
I tend to agree with you based on what we saw and some of these maturity issues. But he's young enough where he has time to get it together.
He certainly is young enough, yeah.
I remember going to talk about
he still has to make the team.
Now, a quarterback who is not young. This quarterback is old. And I remember a good amount of scoffing when I brought his name up. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers says he's, quote, staying ready, won't close the door on a possible NFL return. He retired in January after one season with the Colts, after 16 seasons with the Chargers. He told the LA Times on Tuesday that he's staying in shape in case the situation presents itself for a late season stint in the NFL. So he's open to a comeback.
He still wants to play.
Here are some of the quotes from Rivers, who's 39. I'm not quite there. I'm getting back there. I wouldn't have made weight if I had to report last week, that's for sure. But I am getting back into the lifting and running. And shoot, I occasionally throw a ball around out here in this heat. It's not too hard to get a good lather going.
Well, the key
he's
there is
the door open.
He occasionally throws a ball.
Okay, but I mean, he's been playing quarterback for 20 plus years.
I get it, but it's not like he's working out every day, throwing to receivers. But look, if Jacob Eason gets in there in a preseason and he was terrible,
yeah,
then maybe they call him, but I don't know. I'd be shocked.
Aren't you shocked that Andrew Luck hasn't come back? 31 years old.
Not really, because, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he has, you know, he's a super competitive guy, but he dealt with so many injuries. And he made so much money that, look, maybe he's just one of these guys that likes football, doesn't love football. There are plenty of those guys in the NFL where they play because it's a great living and they're good at what they do. Some guys just don't have that
burning passion
to play.
I thought there was a chance, JP, because in this fantasy league that Drabby and I are in, campus to Canton, I actually drafted Andrew Luck. While he was retired.
I mean, he retired in 2018.
Yeah, I drafted him in 2019.
Right.
Thinking, you know what? Some guys just come back. And he's young enough where he could decide, but I don't think so, no. I think he's done. And yes, it's very surprising.
Here's a headline from Pro Football Talk.
I mean, think about this. In 2018, his last season, the Colts were 10-6.
Yep.
He completed 67% of his passes for almost 4,600 yards, 39 touchdowns, which is 15 picks.
Yeah.
And he walked away at the age of 28.
He just doesn't want to play.
Wasn't that the year that he did they have a huge lead over Kansas City in the playoffs?
I believe so. That sounds right.
And Alex Smith brought him back?
Yes, that's right. Shockingly.
I want to say they had a 4-touchdown lead, something crazy.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And Kansas City ended up coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard to grasp. He just doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to jeopardize his future health.
Yeah, he's done the health cost benefit analysis where he's like, look, I've gone through all these injuries. I'm still young. I can still walk. I don't want to be a cripple for the rest of my life. And what does he have, $50 million in the bank or more?
I wonder what he's doing.
I understand, but the surprising thing to me is
you just don't see
could say that about Tom Brady. You could say about Philip Rivers. You could say Drew Brees. All these guys that have played, they all could have walked away at his age.
It also tells
he's the only guy that's done it.
Well, it tells you that Brady has a much more burning desire to play than Andrew Luck does.
Well, I think you're starting to see it more recently in the last 5 years, where players look at their own personal health and wellness. And they go, you know what? I don't want to be a vegetable when I'm 50 years old.
Definitely seen an uptick in that.
Yeah, there's a definite uptick in it.
And as the money keeps getting bigger and bigger, as quarterbacks are making $40 million a season, I think you're going to see more.
I mean, it's not like it's a unicorn nowadays. Now, it's still rare, but there's, you know, an uptick.
But I'm not questioning his motivation, why he did it. I'm just saying it's surprising when a guy who's barely into his 30s does it.
I mean,
at that position,
it's a super dangerous business. I mean, there was a receiver for, I believe, the Panthers yesterday. I think his last name is Kirkwood. I don't know his first name, but he's been in the league for a few years. He was going over the middle, and some undrafted guy headshotted him,
and he got cut
in a training camp practice.
Right.
They had to bring out a board to take him to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with a concussion. He's okay, but. Yeah, and the Panthers cut him. They said, what on earth are you doing?
Right.
It's training camp. You're taking out your own guy with a kill shot in training camp. This is not what we do around here. Here are your walking papers.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a crazy story.
All right, coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Operations, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.